of the Region 18 Basketball Championship back in 90 seconds. Came up with an 83-75 from behind victory over North Idaho. That's after Dixie had jumped out early against North Idaho. Saw North Idaho come back and take as much as a 9-point lead midway through the second half. Dixie was able to rally, and unfortunately we had some technical difficulties late in that ball game, and we apologize for that. Hopefully we have those taken care of tonight. And then Dixie came up with the victory, 83-75 over North Idaho. College of Southern Idaho came out and played one of their best games of the year. CNU came out ready in the first 5 minutes, but CSI took them right out of their game and won going away 95-68 against College of Eastern Utah. That was the most overwhelming victory. Then last night, Salt Lake Community College came up with a 6-point victory. Now, I believe we'd reported a different score, a 12-point victory, but we've had the correction take place since. The final score was 82-76, Salt Lake over Ricks College. But Salt Lake led virtually wire to wire in that game, and so a big upset, the biggest upset of the night, number 7 against number 2. And then the third-seeded team, Utah Valley Community College, had their arms full with Snow College last night, but still led and came up with a victory, 99-91 against Snow. And so tonight, it's CSI versus Dixie in game number 1. Game number 2 will pit Utah Valley versus Salt Lake Community College. CSI will be wearing the visiting uniforms, and Dixie will be listed as the home team in this one. Some milestones that were hit last night. Lester Turner with his 13 points. Zip beyond Monty Vernon, Arlen Hafen, Byron Vitoy, and John Judkins into 27th place on the all-time best single season list. And is but 9 points behind Clint Rossum's freshman year. And but 14 points behind Joe Winrow's sophomore year at Dixie College. Cliff Reed has moved into the 13th best single season scoring total. Moved beyond Roger McDonald's sophomore year, Clint Rossum's sophomore year, and Booby James' year last year at Dixie into the number 13 position. Is 2 points away from tying Lionel Holland's freshman year as the 12th best single season in Dixie College history. Ready to get underway? The starting lineups for CSI, Anthony Williams, a 6-foot sophomore. At one guard, the other guard will be David Anderson, a 6'1 freshman. Up front, Kyle Wilson, a 6'8 sophomore from Idaho. 6'5 sophomore Jose Juve and 6'9 freshman out of Northern California, Nate Jackson. For Dixie, at the guard line, 6-foot freshman Quincy Lewis out of Provo, Utah. 6'1 Las Vegas native Lester Turner up front. John Peterson, 6'2, only sophomore on the team from Sandy, Utah. John Miller, 6'7 freshman out of American Fork. And 6'4 Cliff Reed out of Las Vegas, Nevada. The jump center, not the 6'9 kid, but Kyle Wilson, who has muscled himself up to be an excellent ball player. Ready to get underway, and there will be three officials in this game. Tap control by Cliff Reed into the hands of Quincy Lewis. Man-to-man defense by CSI. Lewis almost travels with the basketball. Out in front it goes to Cliff Reed. Reed holds up, can't get the shot away. CSI may be the toughest defensive team in the league. Sean Peterson along the baseline slips and goes down and travels. Nope, he did not maintain the dribble. And the question was, did he maintain the dribble? He thought that he had. And the officials say no, turnover. So Dixie with a turnover without a shot. Anthony Williams against man-to-man defense by Dixie initially. Sean Peterson will drop back. Maybe we'll go into that triangle in two early. To Kyle Wilson to Anthony Williams. Dixie in regional play and has run into problems with hot shooting guards for CSI. Anthony Williams shot up no good. Rebound brought down by Cliff Reed. Long shot by Anthony Williams. Outlet comes to Quincy Lewis trying to get away from David Anderson. Hits the Sean Peterson at the top of the key. Peterson wants to make the move on Juve. Instead, passes out in front to Lester Turner. Turner puts it up. Jump shot straight on. Three-pointer good. And Lester Turner. Normally, it's been Peterson get the first point. Yesterday, it was Quincy Lewis with a three-point set shot. Tonight, it's Lester Turner with a three-point jump shot. Dixie with a 3-0 lead early against CSI. CSI being a little bit slow, a little bit deliberate. To Anthony Williams. Dixie confused CSI defensively last time. To Juve at the angle. Juve trying to get the pass away. Kenny trying to get the shot away. Cannot. Forces the jump shot short. Rebound right out in front to Kyle Wilson. Bounce pass goes to Williams. Back to Wilson. Under pressure. Steps in. Jump shot from 5 up. No good. Rebound Quincy Lewis. Dixie with the basketball. Lead pass on the wing goes to Lester Turner. Turner along the baseline. Lays it up. No good. Tap by Reed. No good. Rebound brought down by Wilson. Outlet pass comes to David Anderson. Dixie back on defense. Anderson thinks better of it. Anderson trying to get the shot away. Good shooter, puts the jump shot up short. Air ball, deflected slightly by Lester Turner. Into the hands of Reed. Cross-court pass from Lewis to Turner. Right to the basket, dumps it back out in front to Lewis. Set shot from straight on. Lewis, short. Rebound, John Miller. Straight up, good. John Miller makes it 5-0, Dixie. So Dixie has the first two scores of the ball game. 18 minutes left in the first half, and CSI looking a little confused offensively. Nate Jackson posting up high. Anthony Williams looking at that defense. Comes out to Chube. To the baseline it goes to Jackson. Jackson back to Chube. Chube can't let him free in the three-point territory. Into the corner. It goes to Wilson. Back out in front to Williams. To Chube. 3 points straight on. Jump shot. No good. There is a foul. Who has it? Foul on CSI up over the back. And it may be on David Anderson. Let's see. Foul. Nope. Correction. Number 22. That's Kyle Wilson. Wilson, the strong defensive ball player for CSI. As his first personal foul, first team foul. And Dixie, so far with 17:39 left in a half, leading 5-0. Is the team emotionally peaked? It appears so. Quincy Lewis at the point goes to the left side to Cliff Reed. Left angle, it goes to Lester Turner. Out in front, it comes to Sean Peterson. Right side to Quincy Lewis. Wants to make the move on Anderson. Out in front, a point. It goes to Cliff Reed in the lane. Pulls up, 12-footer short. Rebound right in the hands of David Anderson. Outlet pass comes to Anthony Williams. CSI directing traffic to Wilson. Wilson almost travels. Back to Anthony Williams. Head fake. Can't get the shot away against Peterson. To Anderson. At the free throw line. Under pressure. Puts the shot up. Air ball. Rebound into the hands of John Miller. Taken by Quincy Lewis. Lewis into forecourt. Dixie doing an excellent job defensively. Similar to the game in St. George. Sean Peterson. Free throw line. Jump shot. Peterson up. No good. Rebound brought down by Nate Jackson. Dixie getting some open shots and hitting only two of them thus far. But it's 5-0. Williams in the lane, puts the shot up, foul will go to Sean Peterson. Williams fakes Peterson into the air. Peterson may be a little anxious to get after Williams, and Williams will, do they say, no, before the shot. It's a common foul, out of bounds to CSI under their own basket. Sean Peterson with his first personal foul, out of bounds to CSI. Into the lineup comes Danny Fulton to sit down David Anderson. Fulton, Mr. Offense off the bench. Chube looking to inbound, does so to Jackson into the corner. Out in front it comes to Fulton. At the point it goes to Anthony Williams. Back to that zone. Fulton looking in deep, can't find anybody. To Williams. Right side it goes to Chube. Three-point attempt over the basket. Rebound Cliff Reed. Outlet pass to Quincy Lewis. Dixie on the run. Lewis wants to go around. Williams does so. Leans in, puts it up. No good. Foul on Williams. And Anthony Williams has his first. Fred Trinkle up and screaming at the officials. He's upset. And a little upset with his kids as much as he is with the officials. As the kids are looking confused, Dixie has gone to the 16:32 mark of the first half and shutting out CSI, the number two ranked team in the nation. And Quincy Lewis to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Lewis, 86% free throw shooter, missed the front end of a 1-1 yesterday coming down the wire at a critical time. Free throw, no good. Lewis now 2-for-4 in this tournament. 5-0, Dixie with the lead. Dixie not shooting all that well, but their defense has been amazing against CSI, similar to St. George. Second shot, up, no good. Lewis misses two from the free throw line. In the forecourt it comes, Danny Fulton. Fulton looks for help. Fulton, shovel pass goes to Williams. Back to Fulton, three-point attempt from the angles. No good. Rebound, Sean Peterson. Dixie has the board. Peterson, lead pass, deflected, taken by Reed. Lays it up, no good. There's a foul. Tough call. It looked like Anthony Williams had the block, and it should have come back down into Reed's hands. But Williams has the first personal foul. That is his second personal. Reed to the free throw line. Dixie 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and Quincy Lewis the man. Dixie still with a 5-0 lead, and CSI has gone almost 4 minutes without scoring. That's part of the story. The leading scorer, David Anderson, back into the lineup. Anderson leads CSI. Timeout called by CSI. 16-16 left in the first half. 5-0 Dixie back in 60.
Whether it's a touch-up, a tune-up, or just a checkup, you'll get fixed up with the best service around from Heritage Honda Suzuki. You see, I know, because one day I pulled into their service department, explained what I needed, and instantly these guys surrounded my car, took a look at my problem, and hollered, "Let's do it!
We'll save you more, we'll treat you right, get a deal at Data Side. Let's do it! Let's do it! Let's do it!"
The service department at Heritage Honda Suzuki, 1630 Hilton Drive in St. George, Utah. Whatever you need, they're ready to do it with tender, loving care.
With spring just around the corner and hot weather on the way, stop in at Tri-Mart, First Stop Foods, or Tri-Valley Distributing and check out the tremendous specials and conveniences. Pick up a Tri-Mart mug while they're still available. No matter where you go, either in the Washington County area or up and down I-15 or Highway 89, there's a Tri-Mart or a First Stop Food Mart for your convenience. You'll find all kinds of soft drinks and snacks at convenient prices, as well as fuels or filters for your car. Stop in at Tri-Mart, a First Stop Food Store, or Tri-Valley Distributing.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
Good, Dixie now 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Its defense is doing it so far. Dixie not shooting well. Cliff Reed looking for the first free throw. Dixie 0-for-3 from the free throw line. We talked about the free throws in the pregame show again. Reed, free throw up. Good. That was good. Dixie makes it 6-0. 16-16 left in the first half. A little two-man trap on CSI. Anderson still in backcourt. Anderson looks for help. Still in backcourt is Juve. The count is on. Pass comes into forecourt to Fulton. Fulton right to the baseline. Puts up the jump shot. Short. Rebound brought down by John Miller. Outlet pass deflected by Jackson. Out of bounds to Dixie. CSI still without a point, and Fred Trankel has taken off the coat, tossed it to, it looks like his wife, I'm not sure, one of the fans back there. Quincy Lewis into forecourt across the 10-second line, man-to-man defense by CSI. To Cliff Reed, wants to work on Kyle Wilson. Reed leans in, jump shot under pressure, bank shot, no good, rebound. Nate Jackson went up over the back of John Miller, but a rebound came out over the head of Miller. No really push-off. Ken Wagner wanting it, but not getting it. Jackson at the high post. Will take the jump pass underneath the Wilson. Muscle shot. No good. Rebound, Cliff Reed. 4.5 minutes gone, and CSI yet to score. John Peterson at the angle. Out in front it goes to Cliff Reed. Right side it goes to Lester Turner. Turner looks for help. Turner wants to work on Fulton. Turner between the legs dribble. Reverses. Hooks the pass up and good. And Lester Turner. 5 points on the night. 8 points. 8-0 lead. And we've got almost 5 minutes into this game without CSI scoring. Fulton in backcourt. Breaks the press with a pass to Wilson. Wilson bounced pass to the baseline to Jackson. Puts it up. He's fouled. Who gets it? Lester Turner or Cliff Reed? Jackson will shoot free throws. The foul will be on Lester Turner. Turner, who has 5 of Dixie's 8 points, and Lester Turner has his first personal. Second team foul on Dixie. Can you feel the emotion? Yes, a lot of the Utah Valley and Salt Lake Community College fans are in early to watch this one. The word is out. Dixie has beaten CSI earlier. Ken Wagner lobbying with the officials out in front, or right in front of us right now. Jackson to shoot 2. First free throw. No good. Neither team hitting free throws very well. CSI has gone almost 5 minutes without a score. 8-0, Dixie. Jackson finally hits it with 15:04 left in the first half. It's 8-1. Dixie will not get the shutout. Quincy Lewis trapped into, as he comes into forecourt, bounce pass down the sidelines to Peterson. Gets away right to the basket. Bounce pass to Reed. Hook shot up. Up and good. Cliff Reed. Reed with 3 points. 10-1. Dixie out in front. And this was at about the point that North Idaho made the run against Dixie yesterday. Fulton out in front. David Anderson. 3-point shot. Good. And David Anderson levels it. 10-4. Back to a 6-point lead. A huge contingent from CSI down from Twin Falls to watch this. Lester Turner out in front. They call the foul on Cliff Reed. Reed underneath. Pushing off against Kyle Wilson. Wilson and Reed battling underneath. Reed with a smile. That is the third team foul on Dixie. Travis Warner about ready to come into the lineup. Warner in for Dixie. Dixie with a 10-4 lead. Quincy Lewis to take a breather. 14:31 left in the first half. Jose Juve and David Anderson. The tension is strong. David Anderson across the 10-second line against Lester Turner. Man-to-man defense. Anderson right side. It goes to Fulton. Fulton looks for help. Wants to move on Warner. Can't get the pass away. Where's the 5-second count? No, it's not there yet. To Juve. Juve against Sean Peterson. Juve right. Peterson right with him. Juve running right-hander. Deflected by Peterson. Picked up by Wilson. Bank shot will go. Kyle Wilson gets the deflection. Gets the basket. Make it 10-6. As Dixie has but a 4-point lead. Led 8-1 at 1 point. Cross-court pass goes to Lester Turner. Turner looks for help to Sean Peterson against Juve. Sean Peterson looks for help. Back out in front to Travis Warner. Warner at the point against David Anderson. Dixie has to play well against CSI to win. Cliff Reed to work on Kyle Wilson. Will shoot over Wilson. Jump shot no good. Rebound brought down by Jackson. So Reed having a terrible shooting night a la Rick College. Dixie needs to have points out of Reed. Anderson under pressure. Puts the shot up short. Rebound right into the hands of Anderson. Forces the bank shot. Offensive foul. Take away the basket. Runs into Cliff Reed, and David Anderson has his first foul of the night. Anderson banked it up and in, and Fred Trankel wants to talk to the official. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Take away the 2 points and give David Anderson his first personal foul. Fourth team foul on CSI. And CSI has their arms full. 13:29 left in the first half of play. Dixie has maintained the lead throughout. Travis Warner against Littlefoot Ellenwood, who's into the lineup for the first time. From the Lapway High School team. Warner, baseline, jump shot up, stop, not enough. Rebound, Miller, bank shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Wilson. Wilson to Danny Fulton. Fulton into forecourt against Warner. Warner reaches out. Travis Warner has his first. That's the fourth team foul on Dixie. Warner just chasing the basketball. That is the fourth team foul. John Peterson lobbying with the officials now right in front of us. Danny Fulton will have it out. 13:08 left in the first half of play. CSI with the basketball. Dixie with the lead. Littlefoot Ellenwood. And yes, that is his name. Pass deflected. On the floor, finally picked up by Fulton. Cliff Reed didn't quite get both hands on it. Did have one hand on it. Ellenwood looking for help. To the high post, it goes to Wilson. Wilson wants to make the move on Peterson. Will shoot over Wilson. Over Peterson, shot no good. Do they call the foul? They call the foul on Warner underneath. Travis Warner away from the action. A little push off with the rebound. And Travis Warner has his second personal foul. Quincy Lewis ready to come back into the lineup. Lewis back in, and you can feel the tension. It is thick. I'm not sure if you could cut it with a knife this time. It may take a hacksaw. It is thick. Ellenwood to inbound. 10-6. Dixie with a lead. Dixie's gone a little while without scoring. They have not shot well in this game. Sean Coulter into the lineup. Danny Fulton in, but Dixie has done an outstanding defensive job. This is a defensive struggle. Ellenwood inbounds, comes to David Anderson back into the lineup. Back to Ellenwood, back to Anderson. Anderson will shoot over Lewis. Three-pointer, good. And Anderson starting to light it up. Back to within one, 10-9. Quincy Lewis looks for help. Quincy Lewis against Ellenwood. Dixie had the opportunity. Pass deflected by, no, they say not by Anderson. It's out of bounds off the hands of Dixie, they say. Out of bounds to CSI. Turnover by the Rebels. And CSI with a chance to get their first lead against Dixie in almost 30 minutes. Since the end of the game at Twin Falls, CSI has never led against Dixie. Ellenwood into the lineup. Carlito Da Silva, the Carl Malone build-alike. Jump shot up and good by Wilson. And so with 12:19 left in the first half, CSI gets their first lead in a game and a half against Dixie, 11-10. Lewis at the baseline, it goes to Sean Peterson. Peterson looks for help. Reverses at the baseline against Anderson. Layup shot, no good. Follow, no good. Tap, no good. Rebound brought down by Ellenwood. No foul. Ball knocked away, taken by Sean Peterson. Lead pass comes to Cliff Reed. Reed slams it back over his head. Dixie has the lead. Dixie got the fingertips in there. 12-11. Dixie leads with 11:51 left in the first half of play. Ellenwood at the point. Dixie back to a man-to-man defense. Ellenwood, three-point attempt. Good. Three-pointers by CSI. And CSI has a two-point lead, 14-12, similar to the North Idaho game yesterday. Quincy Lewis against Ellenwood. Bounce pass goes to Cliff Reed at the baseline. Wants to work on Wilson. Along the baseline, Reed, jump shot, no good. Short, too long, I should say, off the back of the rim and rebound into the hands of Da Silva. And Reed having a terrible shooting night. Ellenwood into forecourt. CSI, after being defensed out of their offense early, now trying to get back into it. Wilson to the basket, lays it up and in. Wilson with 6 points. Anderson with 6 points. CSI now has a four-point lead. Timeout Dixie, 11:07 left and a half. 16-12, CSI back in 60 seconds.
EMT is Subway's bestiest sub. It's got four different kinds of meat on fresh baked bread with cheese, your choice of three fixings, and a secret slice of spice that makes the BMT different from anything you've ever tasted. The BMT, the secret just a bite away.
Subway, my way, Subway. There's a secret to the BMT at Subway, my way.
Two locations in St. George, one in Cedar City, and in Hurricane.
The 1990 season is off and running at Motorsportsland. See fantastic closeout prices on all 89 RVs. Plus, there are three major brands of high-quality, exquisitely decorated park models. Look and compare. There are features like tape and texture, sheetrocked walls, rolled steel frames, and HUD-approved truss roofs. 18 units in stock, both furnished and unfurnished, starting as low as $14,995. At
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
And from a 7-point lead, 8-1, CSI has outscored Dixie 15-4. And once again, the streak 11:07 left, or 15-4, I should say. 11:07 left in the first half of play. Quincy Lewis against Ellenwood. At the angle, it goes to Sean Peterson. Underneath the Cliff Reed. Reed, bank shot, too hard. Rebound, bounces out in front. Sean Peterson back to the basket, puts it up. No good, there's a foul. And the foul will go to Kyle Wilson. That's his second. Peterson to shoot free throws. 15 foul on CSI. And CSI's bench gets a warning. CSI's bench gets a warning. 10:55 left in the first half of play. And to the free throw line is Sean Peterson. Dixie is 1-for-4 from the free throw line. CSI 1-for-2. Shades of yesterday's game with North Idaho, except the free throw shooting hasn't been as good. Peterson, first point of the night. Sean, on the year averaging 12, had 20 yesterday and was named our KDXU player of the game. Into the lineup, Nate Jackson to sit down Kyle Wilson. Cliff Reed, not shooting the ball well, has had his opportunities, but forcing the shot. At the free throw line, Sean Peterson, 16-13, 16-14. Dixie back to within two. And Dixie will put on a little bit of a full court press. A whole bunch of a full court press. Jackson to Ellenwood in backcourt. Double team to Jackson, still in backcourt. Jackson starts to dribble, leads it into forecourt to Sean Calder. Calder right to the basket, lays it up, no good. Tap up and in, they're going to have the foul by Jackson. Are they going to call the basket? Yes, they're going to say good. Goaltending, and they're going to give the basket to Jackson. The Dixie touched it on the rim. Any foul? No. Break for CSI, 18-14. 4-point lead by CSI, 10:46 left. And they say Dixie touched it on the rim. Quincy Lewis at the point. Lewis veers to the left side. Man-to-man defense by CSI. Lewis looks for help. Gives it on the end around to Lester Turner. Turner working on Calder at the free throw line. Dishes off to Quincy Lewis. Lewis will set from three. Good, Quincy Lewis. Lewis at the left angle has his first 3 points of the night. Dixie back to within one. 18-17, full court pressure. Ellenwood lead pass comes to Jackson. Jackson into forecourt, leaves it for David Anderson. They didn't want to take advantage of that two-on-one fast break. It was the two big kids trying to get De Silva underneath, instead out in front. Calder under pressure. Pass deflected by, shot deflected by Peterson. Tapped by Gordon to Peterson. Back to the basket. Layup no good. Rebound lost out of bounds by Lewis. Wanted the foul on Ellenwood or Anderson. Ellenwood was the man back there. Dixie blows the fast break. 18-17. CSI leads. Back into the lineup. Anthony Williams to sit down. Ellenwood. Dixie not shooting well. Missing some layups. And that may be critical. Anderson and Williams in backcourt. Still in backcourt. Williams, double team pass comes into forecourt to Jackson. Jackson looks for help on the wing. It comes back to Anderson. Ball stolen by Lester Turner. Turner behind the back dribble wants to go right to the basket. Lays it up and in. Lester Turner. Turner with the steal. Took it right away from David Anderson. Lead by Dixie. 19-18. Ball knocked away. No. Williams still has it. Williams into forecourt. It comes to Jackson. Back to David Anderson. Anderson works on Peterson. Jump shot from 15. Shot up. No good. Tap up and good by Sean Calder. Calder gives CSI the lead. 20-19. 9:23 left in the first half. And this is the type of game you hope for. Sean Peterson out in front to Lester Turner at the point. Turner, left angle, it goes to Reed. Works on Jackson. To the basket, shot blocked. Are they going to call the goaltending or the foul? They're going to call a foul on Jackson. Jackson with his first personal foul. A clean block by De Silva. To the free throw line will go Cliff Reed. Into the lineup, Elon Levy-Mayer. Levy-Mayer, who played against Lenard Gordon in high school. Sean Peterson to take a breather, and Wayne Bambro into the lineup to provide a little strength up front. The benches may tell the tale. Reed with 5 points on the night is moved ahead of Lionel Hollins on the best single season his freshman year to number 12. Shooting two, first free throw up, no good, off to the left. Dixie now 3-for-7 from the free throw line, and Cliff Reed having an atrocious shooting night. Dixie still down by one, 20-19. The best Reed can do now is tie the ball game with 9:12 left in the game. Gordon Robbins about ready to come in for Dixie. Free throw by Reed. Up and in and out. No good. So Reed has 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Gordon Robbins about ready to come in. Dixie not shooting well. Levy-Mayer gets away from Reed. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Quincy Lewis. Lewis looks for help pushing it into forecourt. Lewis loses the ball right into the hands of Anthony Williams. Williams pulls up, wants to go against Lewis. They call a blocking foul on Lewis. Yes, Lewis didn't get there. And Williams will be shooting too. Lewis with his first personal foul. Dixie playing a little nervous. Gordon Robbins into the lineup. Robbins in for the first time. So Reed, who is having a terrible night. Cliff doing a job defensively, doing a job on the boards, but having a terrible offensive night. They say on the drive, not on the shot. He's out of bounds to CSI under their own basket. 16 fouls on each side. Inbounds, into the corner comes to David Anderson, picked up immediately by Robbins. To Coulter, under pressure, puts the shot up. It'll go, and they call a foul on Dixie. Coulter gets the foul. The foul will go to Renaud Gordon, who was late getting there. Chance for the three-point play, and Sean Coulter off the bench. John Miller into the lineup. Gordon to sit down. 22-19, back to a three-point lead. CSI is led by as much as four. Dixie is led by as much as seven. 8:48 left in the first half. And at the free throw line, Sean Coulter. CSI goes deep. They only have 10 ball players, but all 10 can play and play well. 22-19, free throw up and good. And Coulter, 5 points off the bench. 23-19. 4-point lead by CSI. 8:46 left in the first half of play. Now into a 2-3 zone by CSI. Lewis out in front of goes to Cliff Reed, to Gordon Robbins. One bounce dribble. They call the travel on Robbins. Turnover by Dixie. And once again, a turnover by the Rebels. Critical time. Dixie and Ken Wagner lobbying with the officials. Not getting anywhere this time. 23-19. CSI getting the momentum right now. Anderson working on Lewis. Anderson wants to work on Lewis. Forces a jump shot over Lewis and curls it in. Anderson, 8 first half points, 25-19, 6-point lead. In the forecourt, it comes to Robbins along the baseline. Robbins dishes it off to Reed. Reed right to the basket. Jump shot over to Silva. Good. And Cliff Reed now pulls up with a 10-footer. That one in balance. Brings Dixie back within four, 25-21. Dixie will have to play the tough defense. Williams against Gordon Robbins. Out in front, it comes to David Anderson against Lewis. Right side, it goes to Levy Mayer. Jump pass to the high post to De Silva. Bank shot, no good. Rebound, battling for it, John Miller. Nor to Quincy Lewis. Dixie trying to come back. Lewis at the point, looks for help. Lewis into the corner. It goes to Gordon Robbins. Three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound, tap taken by De Silva. Comes out swinging some elbows. Dixie couldn't get the lead pass. Pass underneath to Coulter. Off his hands, out of bounds. A little shove by Bambro. Did not get called that time. Jackson into the lineup. Ellenwood into the lineup. Levy Mayer to sit down. Anthony Williams to sit down. 7:41 left in the half. CSI 25, Dixie 21. This is all that you could ask of a semifinal game thus far. Utah Valley Salt Lake expected to be the same thing a little later. We'll have the Utah Jazz Milwaukee Bucks on after this ball game on KDXU. Cliff Reed out away from the action to John Miller. Double team looking for Robbins in the corner. Has Robbins in the corner. One bounce dribble out in front. It comes to Cliff Reed. Right side it goes to Quincy Lewis. Lewis trying to set up. Reed will take the 18-footer shot. Good. Cliff Reed out away from the action. Brings it back to within two. 9 points to Cliff Reed on the night. On a 19-plus average. Had 26 last night. 25-23. CSI by two. Anderson doing it all by himself. Puts the shot up short. Rebound taken by Miller. Miller doing a great job on the boards. Getting position. To Quincy Lewis being dogged by David Anderson. Lewis into forecourt. Goes underneath to Bambro against De Silva. Double team can't get the shot away. Into the corner. It goes to Gordon Robbins. Double team back to Bambro. Reach in by De Silva. Ball knocked away. No foul on De Silva. Turnover by Dixie. Bambro drops the ball out of bounds. Try to force it baseline. Out of bounds to CSI in backcourt. 25-23. Dixie with a chance to tie, and they couldn't. CSI fans down here. Two full sections of CSI fans. Plus the band, the pep band. Littlefoot Ellenwood into forecourt against Lewis. Out in front, it comes to Jackson away from the action. Dixie dropping back into a little bit of a zone. Danny Poulton, top of the key, jump shot up. Good. Poulton pops out, gets the basket. 4-point lead again, 27-23, CSI. Lewis looks left to Gordon Robbins. Veers left with the dribble. Lewis comes back out in front to Cliff Reed. Gets in front of Poulton. Right to the basket. Shoots over to Silva. Shot no good. Rebound tapped by Reed. Finally taken by De Silva. Leaves it for Ellenwood. Ellenwood against Gordon Robbins. Into the corner it goes. Poulton, three-point attempt. Up, no good. Rebound to Silva. Puts it up and in. 6-point lead by CSI. And the warning goes to CSI. A warning about touching the ball after it goes through. So De Silva with his first basket. All 10 have been in there, 29-23, all 10 for CSI. Coming out is Cliff Reed into the lineup, Lester Turner and Sean Peterson. Gordon Robbins to come out. Dixie to go with a little bit shorter lineup. Cliff Reed needs a breather, 29-23. Dixie going from a chance to tie and blowing it to being behind by 6 points. Widest margin of the ballgame by CSI. Lewis right to the basket, forces it up. They call the foul on Ellenwood. Ellenwood bumping Lewis with a body. 1-1 coming up for Quincy Lewis. Ellenwood with his first personal foul, seventh team foul, and Dixie has to hit free throws. Dixie so far is 3-for-8 from the free throw line. 5:59 left in a half. Dixie has to hit the free throw. CSI is 2-for-3. Similar to yesterday, as far as the pattern of the Dixie North Idaho game. 5:59 left. Dixie working their hearts out. Quincy Lewis trailing by 6. First of the 1-1. Good, Quincy Lewis. Lewis with 4 points on the night. Had 7 yesterday. Cue to his friends and teammates. Sometimes they're the same. 29-24. This has been a fun team to watch this year. Good chemistry. Second shot up and good. Just young. But they are doing the job. Full court pressure by Dixie. In backcourt is Jube. Jube being double teamed in backcourt. Loses the ball on the dribble to Sean Peterson. Lays it up and it's Sean Peterson. Dixie back to within 2. Full court pressure still in backcourt. They want to get it to Jube. Let him panic. To Ellenwood. Ellenwood into forecourt. It comes to Fulton. 3-on-1. Fulton to the baseline to De Silva. Shot up. Will it go? Yes. And they call the blocking foul on Turner. That's number two on Lester Turner. De Silva gets the basket. Come on. De Silva will have a chance for the three-point play. 31-27. And De Silva, an outstanding free throw shooter. De Silva has not really been much against Dixie. He had 9 points at Twin Falls. Did not play much in the second half at all against Dixie and St. George and only had 4 points. De Silva already has 4 points in this one. Left-hander built along the lines of Carl Malone. Not quite as mature physically, but he's getting there. 21-year-old Brazilian. Free throw up. No good. Rebound John Miller. So De Silva misses. Back to a 4-point lead. Dixie with the basketball. Richard Bonney into the lineup for the first time for Dixie. To Lester Turner. Turner. Lob pass into the corner to Sean Peterson. Down low to Bambro. Head fakes against De Silva. Puts it up. Foul on De Silva. De Silva has his first personal foul and Bambro will shoot free throws. De Silva. 1-1. No. 2 shots coming up for Blaine Bambro. Dixie has to come back. 31-27. Lewis getting a breather. Had a jam thumb yesterday. Jason Schlensky ready to come into the lineup to do a little body banging up front. Schlensky in, and he will be a key for Dixie in replacing John Miller. De Silva out. John Coulter into the lineup. So it'll be Schlensky against Jackson for a while. And that could be an interesting physical matchup. So all 11 for Dixie, all 10 for CSI have been used. Bambro to shoot 2. First free throw. Good. Bambro, first points on the night. On the year, Blaine, averaging 7.8 points per game, the fifth leading scorer for the Rebels. Back in with him 3, 31-28. Bambro looks for the second shot. It's up and good. Bambro brings it back to within 2. 31-29. Full court pressure. Quickly it goes to Ellenwood. Ellenwood into forecourt with Peterson chasing him. Comes out suddenly. Bonnie's there. Bounce pass down low. Goes to Jackson. Kicked by Bonnie. Out of bounds to CSI. Their own half of the court. David Anderson ready to come back in. Anderson in and Anthony Williams to sit down. Anthony Williams really has not been that effective against Dixie in either ball game except late in St. George. And was part of the comeback effort. Ellenwood into the lineup. It comes to into the inbounds. It comes to David Anderson. Now Moa goes to Coulter. Wants to work on Peterson. Follow away jump shot. Good by Coulter over Peterson. Posted up over Peterson. Went up high. 4-point lead. To the baseline. That's a pass to Turner. Cross court pass to Peterson. Peterson will rise from 3. Shot up. Will it go off the top of the backboard? Hit the strut up above. It's out of bounds to CSI once again. Dixie not shooting particularly well, but they're staying close. Full court pressure. Anderson in backcourt and Fulton in backcourt. Using almost a three-guard offense, Fulton can play both ways. And Sean Coulter. Quickly it goes to Jackson. Jackson muscles it up and in and falls over Schlinski. 6-point lead, Jackson. As CSI breaks the press. 35-29. Bonnie to bring it into forecourt. 2-3 zone by CSI. 4:41. Left in the ballgame. Pass on the wing. Stolen by Anderson. Bonnie telegraphed the pass to Ellenwood. Back to Coulter. Who lays it up and in. No travel call. 8-point lead. 37-29. CSI has exploded out to an 8-point lead. Dixie with a couple of turnovers. Lester Turner looks for help. Right side it goes to Bonnie. Bonnie has a notion. Down low it goes to Bambro. Reaching over his back is Jackson. Jackson with the personal foul number 2, and they're getting physical underneath. Bonnie to come out, come back in. It's Quincy Lewis. Free throws coming up for Blaine Bambro, shooting 1-1. 4:20 left in the first half. Dixie cannot afford to let CSI get very far behind. At the half in Twin Falls, Dixie was down by 13. At the half in St. George, Dixie was up by 15, 37-29. Dixie trails by 8. Bambro Needs the first to get the second. First free throw, 1-1. Good. Vambrill, 3-for-3 on the night. Now Dixie's free throw percentage starting to come back. 37-30. Wholesale. Looks like the lights have changed at the intersection. Everybody crosses across the lane after the first free throw. Scramble system like they have in Vegas, or at least they had. 37-30. Vambrill, second free throw. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Coulter. So Dixie. Still struggling a little bit, down by 7. John Miller about ready to come back in. Ellenwood against Quincy Lewis, directing traffic. Ellenwood trying to set it up. The count is on. Right side it goes to Danny Poulton. Poulton, who has been a pleasant surprise for Fred Trankel and his crew. Back out in front to Littlefoot Ellenwood. Ellenwood from Lapway High School set the record in Idaho high school basketball action for the longest prep winning streak. Down low it goes to Coulter. His pass zips off the chin of Nate Jackson. Thrown away. Dixie comes up with a steal. With a turnover. Surprise, look what Blaine Bambro has. Free throw line, it goes to Schlansky. Three-point attempt up, no good. One shot and that's it. Poulton comes down with a rebound. Outlet pass comes to Ellenwood. Ellenwood, bounce pass goes to Coulter. Coulter against Schlansky, lays it up and in. Coulter, 11 first half points. It's back to a 9-point lead. Widest margin of the ball game for CSI. Quincy Lewis directing traffic. That zone is clogged up the middle on Dixie. Quincy Lewis, three-point attempt up short. One shot and that's it. Dixie not hitting from outside, and CSI taking advantage. Ellenwood right to the basket, lays it up and in. 11-point lead, and the wheels are starting to come off the wagon. Timeout, CSI, Dixie, 41-30, CSI with 3:10 left, back in 60.
The Dixie Spirit Visa credit card, another first for Sun Capital Bank, is designed for members of the Dixie College Alumni Association and supporters of Dixie College. They've joined hands to bring you this special program. The Alumni Association receives a percentage of the sales price every time a purchase is made with this card. The money raised will be used for Dixie College. As a loyal supporter of the Dixie College Rebels, contact either your Alumni Association office or Sun Capital Bank. Get your own Dixie Spirit Visa credit card.
The early spring savings sale is in full swing at Jones Paint and Glass, where you can buy Fuller O'Brien Liquid Light Alkyd Satin Enamel for just $16.99 a gallon. The Fuller O'Brien AA Acrylic Semi-Gloss Enamel is sale priced at $12.99 a gallon. And Weather King 2 Latex House Paint by Fuller O'Brien is the best in exterior finishes, on sale at $15.99 a gallon.
3:10 left in the first half. Dixie down by 11. They cannot afford to let CSI get away. The zone defense is taking advantage of Dixie's poor shooting. Dixie has not shot the ball well at all during this game. 41-30, CSI with a lead. They're up by 11, and the zone defense is taking advantage of that cold shooting. Into the corner, it goes to Sean Peterson. Peterson, trapped in the corner, pass, kicked out of bounds by CSI. It's out of bounds to Dixie in their own corner. Dixie's cold shooting and not being able to work underneath his own defense has bothered Dixie. To John Miller, inbounds, it comes to Cliff Reed. Reed at the free throw line will shoot over Jackson. Shot up, rebound up, no good by Miller. Puts it up off balance, no good. Rebound brought down by David Anderson. Got in front of Bambro. Here comes CSI again. At the wing it goes to Coulter. Travel call. No question on that. Coulter, the official looking right at Ken Wagner when he called that one. Coulter got away with a travel a little earlier. So it's a turnover by CSI. 2:41 left in the first half. Dixie down by 11. It's a 12-1 run by CSI. Quincy Lewis to Sean Peterson. Back out in front to Lewis. Dixie has got to make a run to Cliff Reed. Reed cross court, it goes to Sean Peterson. Still around that zone. Peterson looks for help. Goes to Miller at the baseline. Miller can't get the pass away. Out in front it comes to Lewis. To the high post to Bambro. Can't get the shot away to Lewis. Picked up by Anderson. Dixie being patient to Peterson. To Cliff Reed at the baseline. Jump shot from 10 up. No good. Rebound. John Miller back to the basket. Puts it up and in. John Miller with his second basket of the night. Dixie needed that. Back to within 9. 41-32. Dixie will put on the pressure at half court. Ellenwood working on Quincy Lewis. Ellenwood trying to back in. Ellenwood drives, hooks it up over the basket. Rebound Cliff Reed. Back to Quincy Lewis. Here comes Dixie. Quincy Lewis into forecourt. Cross court pass to Peterson. 3-point attempt. Peterson in and out. No good. They have a foul. They call it on Bambro. Bambro and Poulton underneath, and Bambro doesn't believe it. It's 1-1 coming up for CSI. They call it on Blaine Bambro trying to get position underneath, and it's going to be CSI's basketball. No, CSI to shoot 1-1. Coach Ken Wagner shakes his head on that one. Dixie still not shooting well. The free throw, the shooting percentage has got to be around 30% in the first half. And some of them layups. Bambro, they call with a push-off, and Fulton to shoot 1-1. CSI is not doing well from the free throw line, just 2-for-4. 41-32, 1-1 coming up for Fulton. Fulton has been deadly coming off the bench. First shot up, good. Nothing but net. Fulton on the year. Free throw percentage-wise is 75.4%. Second shot is up and good. Fulton has two. Back out by 11, 43-32. And Dixie's offense has forsaken them most of the time in this first half. The defense has been there much of the time. The zone defense by CSI is making a difference right now. To Quincy Lewis. Lewis looks for help. Out in front it goes to Peterson. Left side it goes to Reed. Reed against Dubé. Drives to the basket, lays it up and in. And Cliff Reed gets the driving layup along the baseline. 11 points, Cliff Reed brings it back to within 9. 43-34. Anderson has a notion. Anderson looks for help. Goes to Sean Coulter. Coulter against John Miller. Out in front it comes to Levy Mayer, who's back into the lineup. Dubé looking to get that open three-pointer. Back out in front it comes to Fulton. CSI all can shoot the three-pointers also. Fulton back to Levy Mayer against Bambro. Back to Coulter. Coulter against John Miller. Coulter underneath it goes to Anderson. Anderson layup shot will go, and they call a foul on Dixie. Anderson gets the layup. The problem Dixie has had against CSI is usually one guard goes bananas against them in these playoffs, and right now Anderson has 10, Coulter has 11. Figure it out, 45-34, 11-point lead. Quincy Lewis with his second personal foul. 45-34, Ken Wagner lobbying with the official, and right now it's down by 11 again, matching the widest margin of the game for CSI. CSI, physically the most talented team left in the tournament. It could be argued that Ricks might be a little more talented, but going a little deeper, maybe CSI. Anderson to shoot the free throw. No good. Rebound, Cliff Reed. So Anderson misses. Quincy Lewis into forecourt. Deshaun Peterson. Peterson along the baseline. Peterson, jump shot from 5. Air ball. Rebound off the hands of Miller. On the floor, picked up by David Anderson. Dixie cannot hang on to it. Anderson, alley-oop intended for Fulton. They call the foul on Peterson. No! No! Peterson had the position, and they call the foul on Peterson. Poor call! Peterson was closer to the basket, and Ken Wagner screaming at the official. Peterson has his second, and Fulton getting 1-1. Or do they call shooting 2? No, they say 1-1. Peterson had the position, and Fulton went up over the back. Peterson had the position, and Fulton went up over the back, and they called a foul on Peterson. And Sean trying to get an explanation now as the team captain. 45-34. You can't give them extra help. There are three officials on the floor, and that didn't help Dixie. 49 seconds left. Shot free throw up and good. Fulton, 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And Dixie's offense, 46-34, 12-point lead. Looking for a 13-point lead. There it is. That equals the lead that CSI had at Twin Falls. Dixie's offense is not there against the zone. Quincy Lewis at the point. Goes to the right side to Cliff Reed. Reed has a notion. Cross-court pass. It goes to Sean Peterson, who has not shot well. To Quincy Lewis. Back to Cliff Reed. Reed has a notion. Baseline jump shot from 12. Good! Cliff Reed now starting to warm up a little bit from the perimeter. 47-36. Back to an 11-point lead. Can Dixie bring it back under 10? Dixie will have to do a good defensive job. David Anderson wants to go one-on-one with somebody. Fulton leaves it out in front for Sean Coulter, who has shot the ball well, to Nate Jackson. Jackson to David Anderson. A little bit of a weave out in front. CSI wants to go for one shot. 47-36. Anderson looking for the screen. Anderson cut off by Lewis. Anderson can't get the pass away. Out in front it comes to Coulter. 2 seconds left. Coulter forces the jump shot. No good. Dixie trails by 11 at the half. 47-36. A big comeback by CSI. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be right back.
Interested in saving money? Then install a True Value Matter Plumber natural gas water heater from J&J Building Supply. The 40-gallon natural gas energy saving model is on sale right now for just $149.95 at J&J. With heavy gauge steel, thermal glass lining, foam lock insulation.
Back at Utah Valley Community College, we'll be talking with Tim Lewis, Quincy's dad, in just a few moments. But let's go through the first half scoring totals for College of Southern Idaho. Their 47 points came this way. Off the bench, Danny Fulton goes 4-for-4 from the free throw line, plus a basket for 6 points. For Sean Coulter, off the bench, he has provided a real spark. 5 field goals, 1-for-1 from the free throw line, 11 points. Elon Levy Mayer has not scored. Off the bench, Littlefoot Ellenwood has 2 field goals, 1-for-3-pointer for 5 points. Carlito De Silva has 2 baskets, 0-for-1 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points. Among the starters, Anthony Williams, who has not bothered Dixie much offensively in the two ball games, except late in St. George, has not scored. Kyle Wilson, a little foul trouble early, has three field goals, a total of 6 points. Jose Jube has been a non-entity, has not scored yet. David Anderson, his usual self, has four field goals, two of them three-pointers, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, 10 points. Nate Jackson, two field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points in the first half. For Dixie, everybody has played. Richard Bonney off the bench has not scored. Travis Warner has not scored. Gordon Robbins off the bench has not scored. Renaud Gordon off the bench has not scored. Jason Schlensky off the bench has not scored. The only bench scoring is Blaine Bambrough, 3-4-4 from the free throw line, and everything else has been from the starters. Quincy Lewis, the field goal, that's a three-pointer, 2-for-4 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Sean Peterson, a field goal, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points. Lester Turner, three field goals, one a three-pointer, a total of 7 points. John Miller, a couple of rebound baskets for four, and the leading scorer for Dixie, Cliff Reed, six field goals, 1-for-4 from the free throw line, 13 first half points. At the half, it's 47-36 CSI. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll find out about Quincy Lewis and how he got to Dixie. Back after this, back at 90. Get Utah Valley Community College, a 47-36 margin. CSI out in front of Dixie at the half, and we have Tim Lewis with us, who happens to be Q's dad. How he got the nickname Q. Did he have it in high school?
We named him Wynn, W-I-N, as a middle name. So there's two unusual names for an unusual kid.
For Wynn, that's been appropriate both at Timview High School and here at Dixie for Quincy. He's been involved in a lot of the victories at both high school and college level.
In the 3 years that I coached Quincy in high school, he only experienced a loss six times, 68-6 at Timview. The main emphasis in bringing him into the basketball world was winning first and teamwork second. And he put in enough time, to match up with a lot of people on the floor tonight. Programs over the years, we've had him on 5 hours a day. And in the summer, usually 8 to 9 hours per day up until this last summer.
You made a comment that he hasn't missed a varsity practice at Timview High School in how long?
Well, since the time he was 5 years old until his senior year, he didn't miss a basketball practice at Timview or a ball game. We'd bring him into the halftime and let him hear and see and experience all the good things and the bad things that happened in the game. I think that's a big story behind the kind of player he is now.
Double team, triple team, pass underneath, ball knocked away, going for the rebound, Jackson. Jackson comes up with it, jump ball, they call a foul on John Miller or on Jackson. They call a foul on John Miller, and the same official that called a foul on Sean Peterson early, a correction, they did not call the foul on David Anderson, calls a foul on John Miller. First personal, it's out of bounds. First team foul on Dixie. Inbounds comes to CSI. Baseline, David Anderson left alone, hits the 12-footer. Dixie, defensive breakdown, gets the 12 points for David Anderson. Back to a 13-point lead. Dixie trails by 13. CSI has the basket early. One-on-one, Cliff Reed against Kyle Wilson. Reed, right side, it goes to Quincy Lewis. They want to go one-on-one with Cliff Reed. Reed has not shot the ball well early in the first half. Got a little bit harder in the second half to Lester Turner. To Cliff Reed to go work on Kyle Wilson again. Reed to work on Wilson. Reed forces the jump shot. It goes. There's a foul. Reed gets the basket. Third personal on Kyle Wilson. First team foul the second half. Cliff Reed with 15 points. In the first half, Reed 6-for-15 from the field. Not a good shooting night for Cliff. 1-for-1 the second half. 49-38, 19-15, left in a ball game. Dixie has a long ways to come back. 49-38, Cliff Reed. Trying to bring it back. Can Dixie do what they did against Utah Valley? Second shot up and good, or the free throw up and good. 49-39, back to a 10-point lead. Full court pressure by Dixie. Fulton spilling backcourt. Double team on Fulton spilling backcourt. Gets it to Anthony Williams. Williams breaks the press. Right down the middle. Dishes off to Wilson. Wilson lays it up and in. And so CSI A team that normally likes the press gets the 2 points, 51-39. And Dixie's press has not bothered him that much. Deshaun Peterson is the baseline, cut off by Fulton. Pass out in front, stolen by David Anderson. Anderson with good anticipation. Anderson against Turner, puts the shot up and in. Back to a 13-point lead. No, make it 14-point lead as David Anderson. 14 points on the night. And Dixie, in the process of slipping further behind CSI. CSI, the number two ranked team in the nation. They want to make good for the loss in St. George. Driving is Cliff Reed. Foul on Kyle Wilson is his fourth. And Fred Trinkle up and upset. Two shots coming up for Cliff Reed. Reed didn't get it to fall that time. 53-39. Dixie, to use Cliff Reed to go to their workhorse. And Cliff Reed, this year too. Reed on the night is 2-for-5 from the free throw line. 16 points. Win or lose, Dixie plays tomorrow night. The question is, what time? Same for CSI. Free throw up and good. Cliff Reed, 3-for-7 from the free throw line now. 3-for-6 from the free throw line. 53-40. Dixie trails by 13. Dixie needs to stop CSI. Two easy shots underneath so far. Three easy shots. Second shot up. No good. Rebound tap by Peterson. Will it go? Yes. Peterson knuckleballed it up and in. And Peterson with 6 points on the night. Dixie, the 3 points the hard way. 53-42. Dixie will have to do some defensive job. David Anderson out in front. It comes to Fulton. Fulton jumped out immediately by Turner. Long three-pointer. Good by Anthony Williams. And CSI opens it up for Williams. Williams, a non-entity, brings it back out to a 14-point lead. Cross-court pass goes to Cliff Reed. Reed right down the lane, dishes off to Quincy Lewis. Back out in front to Reed. They want to double-team Reed. Reed dishes it off underneath to Peterson. Layup shot, they call the jump ball as Jackson goes up and blocks it. Out of bounds to Dixie. Peterson thought he was fouled. It was a good clean block as Jackson had him on the way up. Peterson among the tall timber. 56-42, CSI just trying to work this one out. Deshaun Peterson. Peterson in the lane, driving right-hander. They call the blocking foul, offensive foul. They call on Peterson. Wilson took the charge. Peterson leaned into him. That is three on Sean Peterson. And Sean Peterson not having a good night. That is the second team foul on Dixie, and Peterson in foul trouble. And Dixie, the offense just not hanging with him tonight. The shots will not fall. 17:53 left. And CSI, after being shut out for almost 5 minutes, ball on the floor, Anthony Williams after it. Touch blast, they say, by Lewis, out of bounds as Williams and Lewis dive after it. Dixie not getting a little bit of the situation that Snow had against Utah Valley. The bounce is not going Dixie's way. Snow had the same problem last night against Utah Valley. To Anthony Williams. Williams directing traffic. They want to open it up against Dixie. Williams picked up by Sean Peterson. They want to use a little one-on-one or do that. To the high post, it goes to Jackson. Jackson leaves it out in front for Anthony Williams, taking some time off the clock. CSI leads by 14, a chance to break it wide open to Danny Fulton. Fulton against Turner, leans in, bank shot, no good. Foul, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Miller, taken away by David Anderson. Anderson out in front to Anthony Williams. Dixie about a step slow now. And Dixie being buried a little bit by CSI. Underneath it goes to Wilson. Wilson shoots over the outstretched arms of Cliff Reed. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Sean Peterson. Peterson cruising into forecourt. It goes to Cliff Reed at the baseline. To the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. John Miller. Good. Miller. Down went Kyle Wilson. No foul either way. And Miller has his third basket. 56-44. And Fred Trinkle up hollering at the officials. What about the charging foul? Out of bounds to CSI in backcourt. 56-44. Dixie's going to have to use the defense. Anthony Williams against Sean Peterson. CSI into a slowdown game somewhat. More deliberate offense. Fulton out in front. It goes to Wilson. Left side it goes to Anthony Williams against Peterson. Out in front it comes to Wilson. Wilson looks left. Passes left to Williams. Back out in front it comes to Wilson. They're trying to get David Anderson free if they can. To Fulton, ball knocked away. Touch glass by Quincy Lewis, out of bounds. Lewis. Quiet fire in the eyes of Quincy Lewis. The question is, can Dixie get some shots to fall? If they can, they have a shot at it. Inbounds, it comes to David Anderson. Anderson against Lester Turner. Anderson at the angle. Out in front, it comes to Williams. Three-point attempt up, no good. All alone for the rebound is Kyle Wilson. Wilson went around Miller, and once again, the rebound, instead of coming off right to Miller, who came off to Wilson, 58-44. Into the corner, Lester Turner, three-point attempt up and good, and Lester Turner has 10 points on the night. Make it 58-47. Back to within 11. Anthony Williams. Dixie having to work hard on defense. Williams looking for help. Out in front it comes to Fulton against Turner. Fulton right to the baseline. Bothered by Turner. Out in front it comes to Jackson. Jackson free throw line jump shot. No good. Rebound Sean Peterson. Peterson looks for the fast break. Lead pass deflected by Jackson. Picked up by Miller. Miller. Ball knocked away on the floor. Picked up eventually by David Anderson to Fulton. Fulton lays it up and in. No travel call. Miller. As Dixie cannot get the break, the ball will just not bounce in their direction. 60-47, 13-point lead, CSI. Quincy Lewis looking for help. Gets the screen, back to Sean Peterson. CSI working hard defensively. Underneath it goes to Reed, slams it home. Cliff Reed with a vengeance. 6 points, 19 this half, 19 on the night, 60-49. Dixie has not made any headway, and we're 5 minutes into the last half of this ballgame. Anthony Williams looks for help. At the angle, it goes to Fulton. Fulton reverses against Lewis. Can't get the shot away to David Anderson. Anderson against Turner. Lob underneath to Wilson. Wilson, they call over the back on Cliff Reed. Reed knocked it away. Wilson backing into him. Personal foul number two on Cliff Reed. Reed, that's the 13th foul on Dixie. Out of bounds to CSI at their own baseline. Fulton to sit down. Jackson to sit down. De Silva and Coulter, who had the big first half in. Inbound it comes to Kyle Wilson. Left side it goes to Coulter against Quincy Lewis. Back out in front it comes to Anthony Williams. Gets away. 12-footer. Up. No good. Rebound Cliff Reed. Reed looks for help. No fast break opportunity. Leaves it for Quincy Lewis. Dixie will have to edge it out. Pass to the baseline goes to John Miller. Has the notion against Kyle Wilson. Out in front it comes at the corner. It comes to Quincy Lewis. Lewis back out in front to Lester Turner. Works on Williams. Turner in the lane. Dishes off to John Miller. To the basket. Bank shot good. John Miller. 8 points on the night. 60-51. Dixie back to within nine with 14-17 left in the game. Can Dixie come back? Anthony Williams at the point. Dixie into somewhat of a zone. Down low it goes to De Silva. Ball knocked away. They call a reach-in foul on Turner. The trailing official. Technical called on whom? Unbelievable. Who gets the technical? They call an immediate technical on Dixie. On Turner, what did Lester Turner say? Turner was walking away from the official. Unbelievable. They call the foul on Turner and an immediate technical on Turner. What did he do? And that's the question. The whole press row here looked at the official and said, what happened? Why the technical? Nobody heard him say anything. Ken Wagner asked, what took place? Sean Peterson wants to talk to the official now. This is an official that has not worked well for Dixie before at Utah Valley, and Sean Peterson shakes his head. And it's obvious this is the same official that called a foul on Peterson before. The question is, let's see what we hear. The free throw, good by Wilson. CSI, a critical 14:08 left in a ball game, a critical call, and a Mickey Mouse technical. No question about it. Second shot up and good by Wilson. Two free throws. Out of bounds to CSI. So Wilson gets the two free throws. It's back to an 11-point lead. And can Dixie say anything to this guy? That's the question. Inbounds comes to CSI. Back to David Anderson. Down the sidelines, it goes to Coulter. Coulter at the baseline, out in front, it goes to Williams. Head fakes, can't get the shot away. Dixie has to be more active defensively. Pass deflected. Stolen back by CSI. They call the foul on Anthony Williams. Finally, they give it to Anthony Williams. And Williams has three. That may be the make good. That may be the make good, because it didn't look like much of a foul on Anthony Williams. And the CSI fans are up in anger. Out of bounds to Dixie. That is three on Anthony Williams. Quincy Lewis. I didn't see that much that Williams did. It was kind of a Mickey Mouse foul. It was going for the basketball. Underneath the rate goes up against De Silva. De Silva bothers him. They call a foul on Wilson. That may be five. Let's see. I have that as five on Wilson. Let's double check. Miller before the shot. They say before the shot, it's out of bounds to Dixie. Is that five? They have that as three. No, they have that as four on Wilson. Timeout called by CSI, they say, before the shot. And 13:41 left in the game, 62-51 CSI. Timeout back in 60 seconds.
Subway's got the BMT and it's my way.
On the line right now. Jump shot up and good by 4-3 by Lester Turner. We had a little bit of a technical problem. We're back here. Sean Peterson got two free throws on an inbound alley-oop pass. Now Lester Turner is at three, and Dixie is back within six, 62-56. Cross-court pass goes to David Anderson. This is a ball game now. Nate Jackson under pressure, overshoots the basket. Rebound, Cliff Reed. Here comes Dixie. Dixie back within six, 62-56. To Travis Warner. Warner into forecourt. Is into the lineup replacing Lewis. Into the corner along the baseline. Sean Peterson. Bank shot no good. Rebound. Miller puts it up. Will it go? Yes. And there's a foul. Miller on the rebound. And suddenly Dixie has picked up personal foul number four from De Silva. And John Miller with a chance for a three-point play. Miller 10 points on the night. Into the lineup. Lineup. Elon Levy-Mayer also into the lineup. Comes Danny Poulton to sit down. Sean Coulter and Carlito De Silva. Dixie back within 4 points almost instantly. 62-58. Two free throws by Peterson. A three-point attempt by Lester Turner that goes. And Ron Miller trying to bring it back to within three. Miller looking for the free throw. It's up. No good. Rebound brought down by Jackson. Dixie back to within four, though. 62-58. Into forecourt. Anthony Williams looks for help. Out in front it goes to Elon Levy-Mayer. Mayer looks for help. Right side it goes to David Anderson. Anderson trying to find Jackson underneath. Anderson in the lane, forces the jump pass, wanted to go up with a shot, but there, Dixie was right there. Pass almost thrown away. Williams back. It comes to Levy-Mayer under pressure. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound, John Miller. Outlet pass comes to Travis Warner. Here comes Dixie. Warner looks for help. Dixie with the confidence to play against DSI. At the angle to Turner, gets in front of Williams. Bank shot, no good. Rebound up and in by Reed. Actually touched by Jackson, but Reed will get the basket. More Jackson's left hand than Reed, and Dixie within two. 62-60, 11:36 left in a game. Williams against Warner. And Dixie makes a comeback. Williams gets the screen, leans in. Bank shot, no good. Rebound crashing the boards. Colton hooks it up, blocked by Dixie. Out in front. Williams puts it up and in. Williams, the little guy, in the crash, gets the basketball up and in. 64-60, and they're letting the body fly a little bit underneath now. 11-12 left in the game. Dixie back within four. If they can stay close. Sean Peterson at the angle. Dixie out in front. It comes to Lester Turner. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound brought down by Jackson. Ball knocked away. Foul will go to Miller. Reach-in foul. Miller has his second. That should be the 15th foul on Dixie. Renaud Gordon ready to come into the lineup. Gordon in. And John Miller to sit down for a breather. 64-60. Dixie brought it back within two. 62-60 in this crowd's in it. Speculation is, although there are a lot of CSI ball fans here, not many outside of Twin Falls are CSI fans. David Anderson. Working on Lester Turner. Back to a man-to-man defense at the angle. It goes to Anthony Williams. Looking for Juve out in front. It comes to Wilson. Under pressure. Shot no good. Tap up no good. Rebound brought down by Peterson. They say touch. Blast by Dixie. Out of bounds to CSI. Peterson went up to block Levy-Mayer. It's out of bounds to CSI. 64-60. 10:43 left in the game. Enough time, and now this is almost a new ball game. And Dixie, the offense is starting to come back. Inbounds comes way out in front to David Anderson. Picked up by Warner. It goes to Anthony Williams. Back to Anderson. Anderson will shoot from three. Shot good. And David Anderson makes it a seven-point lead. 67-60. Anderson, you just cannot allow him any space at all. Travis Warner looks for help. Warner looks for the cutter. Out in front it comes to Lester Turner. Turner wants to work on Williams. Leaves it for Cliff Reed. Reed to work one-on-one with Kyle Wilson. Wilson with four personal fouls. Left side, jump shot over Wilson. Shot no good. Rebound tapped. Out in front it comes to Reed. Reach-in foul will go to Juve. Juve with a personal foul. That's number one on Juve. Should be the seventh team foul on CSI. And that would mean one-on-one coming up for Dixie. 10-10 left in the ballgame. David Anderson, 17 points on the night. Wilson to sit down. Jackson back in. Wilson playing with four personals. Quincy Lewis ready to come back in. And who sits down for a breather? Lester Turner to get a breather. Turner has hit two key three-pointers this half. 13 points on the night. 67-60. 10-10 left in the ball game. The question is, can Dixie come back? He came back within two, and it's been five unanswered points by CSI. 1-1 for Cliff Reed. Reed Free throw up. No good. Rebound. Brought down by CSI. No. Off the hands of CSI, out of bounds to Dixie. So maybe the ball is starting to bounce a little bit Dixie's way. By chance. 67-60. Travis Warner ready to inbound. Warner inbounds. Out in front it comes to Quincy Lewis. Back into the corner to Travis Warner. Man-to-man defense by CSI. Right side it goes to Quincy Lewis. Out in front it goes to Cliff Reed. Reed wants to work on Nate Jackson. Reed pulls up. 12-footer. No good. Rebound. They call a push-off foul on Renaud Gordon. Renaud Gordon underneath. Gordon couldn't believe it, but Gordon has his second personal foul. 16 foul on Dixie. And nope, they're not going to get the break. That case. 67-60. Dixie had it back within two, and here comes CSI again. Five unanswered points. Miller in and Cliff Reed to sit down for a while. 9:53 left in the ballgame. Juve and Anthony Williams. Dixie's defense has got to do it. The offense has struggled. Only has had brief spurts. Lester Turner about ready to come back in. At the angle, Williams out in front of comes to David Anderson. Right side it goes to Levy Mayer. Levy Mayer against Renaud Gordon. They have faced each other in high school. At the angle to David Anderson. Down low it goes to Juve. Juve, jump shot over Peterson, deflected by Peterson, taken out of the air by Miller. Quickly to Quincy Lewis. Lewis on the wing, it comes to Sean Peterson, loses the ball. They call the travel. He loses it out of bounds. Sean Peterson slipped and went down. They say he went out of bounds. The Dixie had the fast break, and they couldn't convert that time. Lester Turner into the lineup replacing Sean Peterson. Peterson to take a breather. He's had only 8 points tonight. Travis Warner to put a little one-man pressure on Anthony Williams to bring the ball up court. Williams down the sidelines. It goes to Anderson. Anderson out in front. It comes to Williams. Three-point attempt. Good. 10-point lead. CSI with 6 3-pointers on the night. Dixie with 4. And CSI leads 70-60. So 8 unanswered points by CSI. Out in front, Lester Turner at the point. Wants to work on Juve. Instead to Quincy Lewis. Lewis has the notion to Travis Warner. Warner down the lane. Warner penetrates. Dishes off to Renaud Gordon. They'll call the foul. And it may be on Juve and Gordon to shoot free throws. CSI stacking up some fouls. A correction. It's on David Anderson. That is number 2 on Anderson. Anderson with a reach in. Sean Coulter to come in and Juve to sit down. And Juve just frustrated tonight. He does not play well against Dixie. Played well last year, but this year has been bothered. Has not played all that well except in a brief spurt late in the first ball game, when it was pretty well decided. 8:52 left in the game. Dixie had it back within two. Gordon to shoot a couple. Looking for his first points of the night. Free throw good. Renaud Gordon. Dixie, 5-for-8 from the free throw line this half. They were 8-for-14 the first half. Renaud Gordon, 70-61. 70-61 it remains. Second free throw out over the head of Dixie and into the hands of Sean Coulter. So it looks like good things happening for CSI, and Dixie struggling. 70-61. The brief run got them back within two. It goes to David Anderson. CSI trying to be patient. The experience of teams that have been there before. Out in front it comes again to Sean Coulter against Lester Turner. At the angle, Williams, three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound brought down by John Miller. Miller outlet pass comes to Quincy Lewis. Lewis looking for the fast break. It isn't there. Lewis, the let fly from the free throw line. No good. Rebound. Renaud Gordon. Gordon back to the basket. Jump shot from 10. Good. Renaud Gordon, 3 points on the night. Gordon brings it back to within 7. 70-63. Can Dixie come back again? They had it back within 2. Anthony Williams against Warner. Williams wants to make the move. Leaves it out in front for David Anderson. Anderson wants to make the move on Lewis. Gets away from Lewis. Bumps. They'll call the basket good on Anderson and the foul on Lewis. Anderson has a tendency to jump into his defender and has drawn a lot that way. Anderson gets the basket. Lewis with his third personal foul. Anderson does that consistently. He'll go up and lean into the ball player, his defender, and seems to have a knack for screening away the official. And Lewis has the personal foul. The contact was really initiated by Anderson, a chance to make it a three-point play and bring it out to 10 again. Anderson, once again, a super night against Dixie. Free throw, no good, but the rebound comes over the head of Dixie. Shot, no good by Williams. Rebound brought down by Miller. Ball dribbled away by Sean Coulter. So CSI comes right back with a basketball. 9-point lead, and Dixie struggling against CSI. They have an uphill pull and 7:43 left. Coulter. Out in front it comes to Ellenwood. Ellenwood picked up by Lester Turner. Right side it goes to David Anderson. Anderson wants to make the move on Lewis. Instead goes out in front to Anthony Williams. Williams puts an elbow into the nose of Travis Warner by mistake to Ellenwood. Ellenwood against Turner shovels it off to Jackson. Shot blocked by Gordon. They call the foul on Renard Gordon. Jackson will shoot free throws. KSI, workmanlike, and you have to admire their patience and their discipline on the pass. They just get the shots they want. 72-63 against Dixie's defense. Cliff Reed ready to come back into the lineup. Dixie needs all the offense they can get right now. Nate Jackson at the free throw line to shoot two. Has 5 points all in the first half. Jackson on the year, averaging 10 points a ball game. Jackson to shoot a couple. First free throw, good. KSI, 3-for-4 this half. Quincy Lewis sitting down for Dixie. Dixie's going to have to box out. Second shot up, and good. Hangs and falls. So once again, it's an 11-point lead, 74-63 at the angle. Lester Turner has a notion from three. Instead, goes down low to Renard Gordon to the basket. Shot blocked. Blocked by Coulter, taken out of the air by CSI. Here comes David Anderson against Reed. Anderson backs away from trouble. It's the traitor, Anthony Williams. Back to Anderson in the corner. He'll let fly from there. Ellenwood will, too. Gets the ball in the corner. Double team by Dixie. Shovel pass goes to Coulter. Coulter falls down. They have to call the travel. Fred Drinkle up with that Danny Ainge cry look on his face. A little frustrated. Turnover by CSI. 6:56 left in the game. Dixie's got to make a run, and they can't wait much longer. Pass into forecourt. Cliff Reed. Baseline jump shot. Reed short. Long rebound over the head of Dixie. Taken by CSI. One shot, and that's it. And Dixie not running the offense. 74-63. If Dixie loses, they'll play at 6 o'clock. Timeout CSI. 74-63. CSI back in 60 seconds.
A little bit of money goes a long, long way, and Heritage Honda Suzuki is here to stay. Feels so good, you'll just have to say, let's do it. That's right. Heritage Honda Suzuki has the widest selection of Hondas and Suzukis of any dealer.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890 KDXU.
.640 left in the ball game. 74-63. CSI with the lead and literally in control right now. But Dixie trying to get that momentum back. Can they do it? They did against Snow. Hook pass goes to Anthony Williams. Williams has the notion. Almost loses the ball. Out in front it comes to Ellenwood. Dixie trying to do it defensively. CSI will play a little keep away now. They have that 11-point lead. They want to go to the championship game against the winner of Utah Valley and Salt Lake. They really feel that they're the number one team in the nation, even though they're ranked number two at the end of the season. To Coulter, a little shuffle on the side. At the angle it goes to Williams. Williams pulls up, jump shot up and good. Williams hits it. Now Williams has become a factor. 10 points this half, 13-point lead CSI. Dixie has to get the good shot away. At the angle it goes to Cliff Reed. Reed, double team, goes to the right side to Lester Turner. 3-point attempt, in and out. Rattles around and falls out. Rebound comes to David Anderson, to Anthony Williams, and Dixie one shot and that's it. The board play definitely to CSI, and Dixie's shooting touch has just lost them tonight. 36% in the first half. Ellenwood trips Travis Warner in the nose with an elbow. Deshaun Coulter, CSI, being patient. David Anderson all alone. Baseline forces the shot. They'll have the reach-in foul on Dixie. Anderson will shoot free throws. Dixie blocks the shot. Sean Peterson about ready to come in. Foul will be on John Miller. That's his third. Lots of foul trouble on Dixie's side, not on CSI. Third on Miller. 5:34 left in the game. And Dixie fast running out of time. 5:34 left. Renard Gordon to sit down. As Sean Peterson's back in, Dixie has to have as strong an offensive unit as they can in there right now. David Anderson to shoot two. Anderson is 0-for-2 on the night. Make it 1-for-3. Anderson with 10 points this half, 20 on the night. There always seems to be a guard that goes out of his tree against Dixie, and it was Coulter in the first half, and David Anderson always shoots well. This is not unusual for Anderson. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Miller. Travis Warner. Lob pass intended for Peterson at the baseline. Clears it out in front to Lester Turner. Dixie has to get the good shot. CSI playing good defense against Dixie. Turner to Warner, 3-point set shot, no good. Rebound, Miller puts it up. Will it go? Yes. And they'll call the basket good. A reach-in foul on CSI. And John Miller having a great ball game. Basket is good. And they'll call the foul on Ellenwood, it looks like. And that's number three. Nope, correction, number two on Ellenwood. I had that as only number two. Miller with a chance for the three-point play. He's 0 for 1 on the night, has 12 points. John Miller playing before the home crowd, if you will, from American Fork. 77-65. Dixie trails by 12. 5:18 left in the game. John Miller steadies himself. Free throw is up and short. Rebound. Tap. Tap again. Finally taken by Jackson. Helps to be 6-9. They have the reach-in foul on Lester Turner. Jackson will shoot 1-1. Turner with his fourth personal foul. That's four on Turner. And to the free throw line is Jackson. Kyle Wilson back into the lineup. Dixie has to go all out now. They can't afford to rest Lester Turner with 5:14 left. Dixie just playing has not shot as well as they have in previous times. 77-65. Jackson to shoot 1-1. First run, good. TSI, the team with the free throws coming down the wire. Last time it was Dixie that got the free throws and hit them. Now it's TSI, 78-65, trying to make it a 14-point lead. Second free throw, no good. Ball knocked away, stolen by Ellenwood. As Dixie comes out in pressure, Ellenwood with a basketball. Turnover by Dixie again, and things going from bad to worse. Cross-court pass goes to Wilson. TSI to play keep away. To the baseline it goes to Jackson. Jackson at 6'9", jump pass, deflected. But right into the hands of Anthony Williams. Dixie gets the ball on the hand, and then can't convert, can't get the steal. Back out in front, it comes to Anthony Williams. 23 seconds left on the shot clock. CSI playing the clock as much as Dixie now. Jackson out in front, it comes to Anderson, picked up by Reed. Jump pass goes to Wilson. With 13 seconds left, it goes to Anderson. Ball knocked away, they call a reach-around foul on Travis Warner. His third, Anderson will shoot 1-1. 78-65, CSI has the control right now. It will take a super effort by Dixie to come back. They'll need to do it defensively. Can they do it? 4:36 left in the ball game, and maybe not enough time. Dixie has been able to score in a hurry, but tonight the shooting percentage is way down. Part of that has to be CSI's defense. Part of it just has to be a cold night. David Anderson at the free throw line. The free throw up, no good on the 1-1. So Anderson misses. Rebound brought down by Reed, throws it away right into the hands of Nate Jackson. Dixie cannot do it. Reed, as Dixie has the pressure on in backcourt. Williams still in backcourt. Williams gets in front of Warner, trips and goes down. There will be a foul on Sean Peterson. That's his fourth. Peterson has his fourth. And CSI has everything going their way right now. 1-1 coming up for Anthony Williams. And Williams has had 10 points. Travis Warner over to talk with Ken Wagner. 4:21 left in the game. The two young, two short Dixie Rebels who beat CSI handily in St. George are struggling on a comeback attempt now. Anthony Williams at the free throw line. 10 points in this half. Those are his only points in the ballgame, shooting 1-1. Free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Miller. No, knocked away by Levy Mayer, out of bounds. He's out of bounds to Dixie. So Dixie still with a chance. 13-point deficit, 4:19 left in the game. Dixie has to score in a hurry. Travis Warner across the 10-second line. Warner out in front, it comes to Lester Turner. Back to Sean Peterson. To Warner. Warner has a notion. Back to Peterson. Back to Warner. Set shot out of the corner. Warner cut. Three. Travis Warner, first points of the night. Back to within 10. 78-68. Full court pressure. Levy Mayer still in backcourt. To Ellenwood. Still in backcourt. Anthony Williams. Ball pass comes into forecourt to Ellenwood. Ellenwood gets away. Bounce pass goes to Levy Mayer. Layback shot. No good. They call a foul on Cliff Reed. It looked like Dixie had blocked it away. That's three on Reed, and Dixie stacking up way more fouls than CSI. But Dixie playing keep comeback right now. CSI helping things by missing some front ends of 1-1. Elon Levy Mayer. Mayer, Levy Mayer looking for his first points of the night. 78-68. Dixie trails by 10. 3:52 left in the game. Levy Mayer free throw up short. Are they saying a two-shot foul? Apparently so. Levy Mayer misses the first. Levy Mayer, yes, they say on the shot. Second shot up and good. Levy Mayer has his first point. Dixie trails by 11, 79-68. This is where we began the half. Travis Warner at the angle. It goes to Lester Turner. Warner down the lane, dishes off, intended for Miller, thrown away. Warner looking for somebody to hand it to. Miller didn't move, and the pass went right out of bounds. Warner right down the lane. Dixie caught napping. Colton into the lineup. Levy Mayer to sit down. 79-68, 3:42 left in the game. Anderson in backcourt, full court pressure. Dixie, about this point, made the move on Smith College. Ball knocked away by Fulton on the floor, picked up by Travis Warner. Quickly to Lester Turner, who lays it gently in. Dixie with a steal. Dixie with the basketball. CSI with the basketball. 79-70. Anderson backs into to Peterson. Cross court pass goes to Williams. Dixie, ball hawking, ball knocked away, taken by Lester Turner. Lays it up and misses the layup. Rebound, Turner puts it up, no good. Tap up by Reed, no good. Rebound right into my lap. They say out of bounds, touch last by CSI. CSI with the basket. No, they say CSI touched it last, and CSI wants timeout. 3:08 left, 79-70. CSI back in 60 seconds.
AT&T is Subway's bestiest sub. It's got four different kinds of meat on fresh baked bread. With cheese, your choice of three fixings, and a secret slice of spice that makes the BMT different from anything you've ever tasted. The BMT, the secret's just a bite away.
Subway, Molly, Subway. There's a secret to the BMT. Subway.
Two locations in St. George, one in Cedar City, and in Hurricane.
Whether it's a touch-up, a tune-up, or just a checkup, you'll get fixed up with the best service around from Heritage Honda Suzuki. You see, I know, because one day I pulled into their service department, explained what I needed, and instantly these guys surrounded my car, took a look at my problem, and hollered, "Let's do it!
We'll save you more, we'll treat you right, get a deal, let's down inside, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it!"
The service department at Heritage Honda Suzuki, 1630 Hilton Drive in St. George, Utah. Whatever you need, they're ready to do it with tender, loving care.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
79-70. Dixie trails. Break for Dixie. They got the ball out of bounds. They say it was touched last by CSI. Turner at the angle, it goes to Travis Warner. Into the corner to Cliff Reed. Dixie cannot afford to make mistakes the rest of the way. Travis Warner penetrates. Can't get the shot away to Sean Peterson. Peterson back to Travis Warner. Has the notion back to Peterson against Anthony Williams. Against his own defense. Into the right angle, it goes to Lester Turner. Out in front to Sean Peterson. Back to Lester Turner. Jump pass goes to Sean Peterson. They want that three-pointer if they can. Running right-hander by Peterson. Banks and goes. Sean Peterson, 10 points on the night. Dixie back within 7. And we'll put the pressure on. The pressure has bothered CSI a couple of times. Fulton to David Anderson. Down the sidelines, it goes to Wilson. Quickly to Williams. Williams hits the traitor. To Fulton, right side, it goes to Ellenwood. CSI to play keep away with 2:23 left in the game. Trap on Ellenwood. Pass down underneath goes to Wilson. Out in front, it comes to Williams. CSI playing keep away. Dixie trying to trap the basketball. Fulton looks for help. Out in front, it comes to Ellenwood. Ball knocked away by Peterson, but picked up by Ellenwood again. Ellenwood down the sidelines. 1-1. They say yes. A foul by Turner, and that should be 5. Lester Turner is gone. 1-1 coming up for Ellenwood. Turner is gone with 2:05 left in the ball game. Dixie trailing by 7, 79-72. 3 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers on the night. 15 points for Lester Turner. Turner with those 15 points moves beyond Clint Rossum and Joe Winrow into the number 25 position on the all-time best single season. We'll play one more game tomorrow night. May play more if Dixie can somehow make their comeback. Ellenwood to shoot 1-1. CSI has shot the ball well from the free throw line, but not extremely well. Ellenwood, free throw good. Ellenwood, 6 points on the night. Makes it 80-72, 8-point lead. 2:05 left in the game. CSI came from 7 points down with less than a minute to go on this floor to beat Utah Valley. Force it into overtime. 81-72, back to a 9-point lead. Dixie must score. At the angle, it goes to Travis Warner. Trapping on the basketball, dishes off underneath to Miller. Thrown away into the hands of Fulton. CSI with the basketball into four-quarter comes to Anderson. Cross-court pass to Wilson, who lays it up and in. Back to an 11-point lead, and that should about do it for CSI. 83-72. Dixie throws the ball away and can't get the shot. Sean Peterson down low, it goes to Miller. Miller makes the move, puts it up. No, they call the travel on Miller. Wilson with a good defense, and CSI is defense 60 out of their ball game. 1:37 left. Dixie down by 11. Only faint hopes for the Rebels to play in the championship game tomorrow night. Fulton inbound to the baseline to Ellenwood. Ellenwood in backcourt, still in backcourt. Fulton, ball knocked away. No, Fulton hooks the pass to Williams. Beats the 10-second count. Now it's 3-on-2. Williams to play keep away. To the baseline it goes to Wilson. Wilson out in front to Ellenwood. Cross court pass to Williams. Down the sidelines it goes to Poulton. Poulton in the corner. Pass comes out in front to Williams. A minute 15 left. Dixie has to do something to stop the clock. To David Anderson. Down low it goes to Wilson. Shot blocked by Reed. Taken out of there by Peterson. Knocked away by CSI. Out of bounds to Dixie. A minute 6 left. Reed with a good defense. 83-72. They need to get it in a hurry. Need to get the 3 points in a hurry. Travis Warner leaves it for Peterson. Down the lane. Layup. Good. Sean Peterson. 83-74. Dixie back to within 9. 57 seconds left. Can Dixie make the run? Danny Poulton in backcourt. Still pressured in backcourt. It goes to Ellenwood. Down the sidelines to Williams. Quickly to Wilson. All alone for the layup. Good. Wilson. And that should about do it. 85-74. 42 seconds left. And Dixie will have but one game left. Cliff Reed will let fly from three. Shot no good. Rebound along the baseline. Out of bounds to CSI. 33 seconds left in the game. And CSI is just flat beating Dixie. 33 seconds left. Dixie trails by 11. Inbounds comes to Anthony Williams. Williams double team in backcourt. Hook pass into forecourt to Wilson. CSI to play keep away. They don't have to give up the basketball again to Wilson. Wilson at the baseline. Dixie, the only thing they can do is foul to stop it. They have to reach around and try to foul. Peterson with his fifth personal foul. 20 seconds left. Dixie, last gasp. Too much to hope for, I guess, for Dixie fans. As they played well defensively early, but could not take advantage of the defense early to get the lead on CSI and keep it. 85-74. 12 points on the night for Sean Peterson. We'll be making another selection of the KDXU player of the game. John Miller may have to be one of our candidates for that, as he has played extremely well in this game. Richard Bonney ready to come into the lineup. 20 seconds left and coming to the free throw line. It'll be Kyle Wilson to shoot one and one. CSI, 20 seconds away from going to the championship game for the fourth straight year. CSI, after Dixie won in 1985, CSI has won four straight region titles. And looking for number five. Second, the free throw up and good by Wilson. 3 for 3 on the night. 11 points this half. 17 points by Kyle Wilson. And CSI, the experience of having been there before, starting to show more and more. Second free throw up and good by Wilson. 13-point lead, 87-74. Travis Warner to push it into forecourt. A trap on Travis Warner. It goes quickly to Richard Bonney. Bonney will let fly from three. The three-pointer up and good. Richard Bonney. Dixie wants a timeout with 10 seconds left. 87-77. Can you make up? Actually, one more tick went off the clock. 9 seconds left in the ballgame. Let's keep it right here. I don't know if you can make up 10 points in 9 seconds. 87-77. CSI 9 seconds away from a victory and a trip to that championship game tomorrow night. That means we'll be on the air at 5:45 with the pregame show tomorrow. Dixie versus the loser of Salt Lake Community College and Utah Valley. And that game will end Dixie's season. Dixie's still with a chance for 20 victories. They have 19 wins on the year. Salt Lake Community College will play Utah Valley, and that game will be delayed in getting started because of this ball game and how long it's run. 87-77. Dixie has given it a shot against CSI. 9 seconds left in the game. Dixie has to hope for a series of miracles. A couple of technical fouls, whatever. I guess it can be done. But 10 points in 9 seconds. Final from Rexburg, by the way. Utah Valley has defeated North Idaho 97-76. So Utah Valley will play for the championship on the women's side tomorrow night. Inbounds, Anthony Williams trying to baseball pass it in. It gets it in to Danny Poulton. Poulton with 6 seconds left. Poulton along the baseline to Anderson, goes for the slam dunk. Loses it out of bounds. It's out of bounds to Dixie with 1 second left. Poulton, Anderson traveled with the basketball. There was no call on that. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Dixie will have one more shot at it. Richard Bonney to inbounds. Does so. And that's the end of the ball game. 10-point victory. College of Southern Idaho, 87. Dixie, 77. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with the post-game interviews and a selection of our player of the game after this. Back in 90 seconds.
With spring just around the corner and hot weather on the way, stop in at Tri-Mart, First Stop Foods, or Tri-Valley Distributing and check out the tremendous special.
Utah Valley Community College, where CSI has come up with an 87-77 victory over CSI. Or CSI has come up with that victory over Dixie College. That will not end Dixie College's season, but tomorrow night will. So Dixie College with a 19-13 record. After splitting with CSI, the only team to really rough up CSI this year was Dixie. That was in St. George. Looked like they were going to do it again as they chased CSI to over 5 minutes into the game before CSI came up with their first basket of the game. Almost 5 minutes before they came up with their first point as Nate Jackson hit one out of two from the free throw line. And Dixie giving quite a jolt to CSI early. The CSI being patient, confidence in themselves, came back and got the victory. Led at the half by 11, 47-36. After going ahead by 13, Dixie made a run to bring it back to within two, 62-60. And that was as close as Dixie was to come. Dixie then brought it back to within four again. 62-60 was close, and that was as close as Dixie could come. And then CSI pulled away with a victory, outscoring Dixie the rest of the way, 25-17, and pulling away for that victory. Let's take a look at some final shooting percentages for CSI. 47.5% field goal percentage, 43% from the three-point line. Total. 45% overall, 50% from the three-point line, 65% from the free throw line. For Dixie, a better shooting percentage in the second half, 51% in the second half, 50% from the free throw line, from the three-point line in the second half. That's why they were able to keep pace with CSI. 43% overall in the game, 38% from the three-point line, and just 54% from the free throw line. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be back and talk with Coach Ken Wagner in just 60 seconds. Take a look at our final scoring totals. Back in 60.
Are you remodeling your bathroom? Don't miss the early spring savings sale at Jones Paint and Glass and save money on your bathroom job. All tub and shower doors are reduced. All mirrored medicine cabinets are sale priced at 40% off. And while you're there, check out the many other sale priced items throughout the store. That's at Jones Paint and Glass and their early spring savings sale located on East Tabernacle in St. George.
When you hear the crash, Jones Paint and Glass.
The 1990 season is off and running at Motorsportsland. See fantastic closeout prices on all 89 RVs. Plus, there are three major brands of high-quality, exquisitely decorated park models. Look and compare. There are features like tape and texture, chic rock walls, rolled steel.
Back at Utah Valley Community College, we're about ready to get underway with the other semifinal game in the Region 18 Championship. As Utah Valley will take on the surprise Salt Lake Community College ball club. Taking a look at the final scoring totals for College of Southern Idaho.